Ashton Street Philosophy Doctor Seals the 27th of January, 2014. My philosophy: teaching is not about the material you display in front of the class, rather the connections you make with your students. I believe that often people enter the career of teaching not truly understand what their job description entails. When I began thinking about pursuing this career, I thought of what I would value most in my classroom. I believe that the most important aspect of teaching is the relationships you build with your students. Often people, out of the education department, think that teaching is about the materials, tests, and how well your students perform on all of these little aspects. However, if you work to build strong relationships with your students, teach to all diversities, and build a safe learning environment, these small things are bound to fall into line. When it comes to teaching, I believe that it is my job to cater to all the different diversities of learners. A classroom is composed of many of these students. It may include students who are independent, dependent, or find themselves somewhere in the middle. As a teacher, it is my job to cater to all types of students. I believe the best way to do this is by including many different teaching styles in one single lesson plan. This can be accomplished by always including modeling, a check for comprehension, guided practice, and independent practices. Then within each of these teaching methods, I will use different learning styles such as auditory, kinesthetic, and visual. With these combined, I will be able to distinguish where individual students are with their understanding of the material. This will also give me different opportunities to connect with individuals during their individual assignments and see how they are coming along socially while in group settings. I believe that group work is a very important technique to teaching because often students learn more when they are teaching each other. This helps develop knowledge as well as social skills. In today's society, students' learning is very dependent on the individuals that surround them. I believe, as a teacher, it is my duty to teach students the things they are not to be demonstrating in their home lives. More often than you would hope, students walk into classrooms broken, scared, or sad. These are all issues that will distract them from their ability to learn. I believe it is my job to free these children from their hurts. Often you hear the analogy about students walking in with the full invisible backpack. This being a backpack that teachers are unable to see, yet it is filled with all the burdens that average students would carry around. My goal is to empty my students' invisible backpacks every day so that they will be able to concentrate on their learning, therefore not being distracted by their issues at home. Once I am able to empty my children's backpacks, I believe it is my job to refill them with knowledge and an excitement for learning. I believe that the knowledge we give to our students should go beyond the content and curriculum we are expected to teach them. There are skills that all students are expected to know when going out into the world on their own. I will prepare them with knowledge of simple math and writing skills, as well as social skills, that are the norms in everyday society. Knowledge is a very important aspect to education because it is always growing and developing, just like our students. All students will learn these skills in different ways, though. I believe students will learn the most when they take control of their own learning. This will occur by having them actively involved in each lesson. I will do this by always keeping my students up and moving in my classroom and including activities that connect to each of their lives. I believe that concepts finally click once a student can relate the subject to their own life. The best classroom environment is a place where students feel comfortable and are excited to learn. In my classroom will be a safe zone for students, unlike most classrooms. My goal as a teacher will be to make sure each student feels comfortable and welcomed. This will be accomplished by displaying my students' work around the room, keeping it organized, and most importantly by making learning as fun as possible. It is also important that it is organized appropriate to the age group I am teaching. I will give very strict rules and guidelines for my students so they know what I expect from them daily. This will ensure that my classroom runs smoothly. The rules will include a zero tolerance for bullying so I can accomplish a 100% safety zone for all students, as I have stated before. School is the place for students to grow and develop into confident individuals that will, in the end, help our society prosper. School is often the place where young children dream of what they want to be, and the place where that dream begins to develop into a possible reality. Teachers teach students the skills they need to socialize properly with other individuals, along with teaching students what it feels like to fail but also how to get back up again. When you look at life in a larger picture, our schools are the places where individuals develop into who they can be once they grow up. This makes me realize the reality of the career I am pursuing. My job is to help mold the future of our society.